We have redemption, deliverance, salvation through his blood. The remission, forgiveness of our offenses, shortcomings, trespasses in accordance with the riches and the generosity of his glorious, gracious favor. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna hear me in a minute, okay? Which he lavished upon us in every kind of wisdom. Woo. Understanding. I'm gonna read it again. Which he lavished upon us in every kind of wisdom and understanding. Practical insight and prudence. Making known to us the mystery, the secret. Hallelujah. Making known to us the mystery, the secret. What was secret to us now has been revealed. The secret, thank you, Jesus, of his will, of his plan, of his purpose. And it is this, in accordance with his good pleasure. I want to say that again, because sometimes people are begging God, please God do this. It's what? It's his good pleasure. He did it in accordance with his good pleasure, his merciful intention, which he has previously purposed and set forth in him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Would have had time to go through all of it. But let's look at it now. Let's skip down to verse 16, 15, really. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith. See, when you have faith in Jesus, then God can get some stuff to you. Yes. I've heard of your faith, and Paul is writing this letter to the Ephesian Christian, which is to us today as well. I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all saints, the people of God. Listen now. I do not cease to give thanks for you. And you may not know it, Christian Fellowship, there's not a day I don't pray for you. I do not cease to give thanks for you, because I know stuff, the enemy mess with your mind. You have problems you have to deal with every day. Lies come up. Amen. Lies told among one another, the enemy trying to divide you and separate you from this love, from this freedom, from this liberty. Hello, somebody. Amen. So he said, I do not cease to pray for you. And Paul was an apostle to this church. He wrote the letter to these saints. And Paul was not a pastor, he was an apostle. And that means he would come through, and when the church was established, he would come around and check on them. And I can imagine all the stuff they said about Paul. Amen. They tried to say things to get them to stop supporting him. I know, you know. It's Judaism and all the other ism. Like we got them today, they come in another ism. Mm-hmm. Amen. I wouldn't go to that church. I wouldn't be giving my money over. I don't be. All they are for themselves. Ain't never been here before. All right. Never darken the door. How you know so much going on? And then if your mind is weak and you're not strong, you fall for that stuff. And then when you fall for it, you're getting yourself in trouble, and here you come. Lord, help me. You need to stay on the covering that's going to feed you the truth. Amen. Y'all ain't hearing me. And I say these last years since 1983, my endeavoring, I know just like you, you missed and I missed. I'm not trying to put up no excuse for that, but I corrected what I missed. And the other stuff that I find I missed, I'm going to correct that too, because I won't. Amen. But my endeavor to preach this undecorated word of God, that this word will bring life, healing, deliverance, freedom to your life. Hallelujah. There is a name. Thank you, Jesus. So Paul prayed this, and this prayer is for us, and I want to open this prayer up and let's look at it. He said, "For I always pray to the God," this is verse 17, "I always pray to the God," hallelujah, "of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a what? A spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into the mystery and secret and a deep, intimate knowledge of him." The King James says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, one time I thought he was talking about we inherit something. But listen to it. I'll read it again. That the eyes of our understanding, and the Amplified said, and having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. He's talking about your heart now. Your heart what? Flooded with light. So that you can what? Know. And what else? Understand to the hope to which he has called you. And how rich of his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart one. He inherit us. I said he inherit us, and he want us to know how glorious is this inheritance that we have been inherited by him, that as he inherited us, we became who he is. And as we became who he is, we were set free from what we were. And the enemy has no more control over you unless you give it to him. Because whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed. And so he said, in verse 19, "And so that you can know and understand, since now we have become his body." Look down at verse 22, skip and come back. "And he'll put" what? "All things" where? "On his feet." How many things? Where? All right, where's the feet? In proportion, in it place in your body, where is it? Is it that it sticks out your shoulder blades or sticking up in the top of your head? Where are your feet? It's in the body, but it's what you walk on, right? You can't get no lower than your feet. And everything, are y'all in the house? Yes, and everything the enemy had to work against you and to harm you with, he said it had been put under your feet.